Hi, and welcome to episode 6 of Marketing Monday with Jose. I'm your host, Jose Victor Castellanos, and in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about how to start selling at your local market. I'm going to give you some marketing tips to maximize your time at the market so you can make the most of it. All right, so decided to do this podcast on how to get started at your local market or local farmers market, as I have a company that's how I got started. So we sell organic soaps online, but what we do during the season is we actually go to local markets in the area, local farmers markets typically, that will allow us to go there and sell our soaps. So I decided to put together some tips on what it is that you can do to maximize your time at the market and get started selling at a market. So if you have, jewelry or some goods and things that you create and design, maybe you're a painter even, you can use these tips for your local market to go and sell. So one of the big things that I noticed when getting started is that you have to have all your collateral ready, right? So you need to have signage. So make sure to have a large sign that shows who you are and what it is that you're selling. That way people can know exactly what it is that you're selling as they're walking by, attract customers, and bring them to your table. As well as, you can also put your social media handles on there, as people will check your social media handle as they're walking by and be like, oh, let's see what they're doing on Instagram or what they're doing on Facebook. And they'll go and check that out as well. It can help you generate more followers and likes on your social media pages as well. But you definitely want to have some signage there so people know the name of the company. And it's something that people can remember as they are out and about and walking by. Maybe you're at a different market, someone be like, oh, I saw you at so-and-so. And so you want to make sure to have that signage for recognition as well. Business cards. So making sure to have business card to be able to provide visitors of your booth with information on how they can get your product or service if they decide not to purchase right then and there. Another thing you can do is, instead of a business card, you can create a flyer or even a brochure. So if you are selling food, say you're a food vendor and you also do catering, you can have a catering menu ready to go to provide to people as they walk up to your booth. So business cards are key. You want to make sure that people have a way to get a hold of your business and you. On these business cards or flyers, also what you can do is add a discount code on there to incentivize people to go to either your store or your online store to purchase from you after they've left the farmer's market. So entice them to get a 10% discount by shopping online. Or maybe if they buy something from you, then you give them an additional, here you go, here's an additional 15% off when you go and shop online next time. So you can find different ways to leverage that, but you definitely want to be able to give them something, because not everybody buys the first time and they may be interested, maybe they forgot their wallet, whatever the case may be. Another big thing is make sure to accept credit cards. I see a lot of vendors, sometimes they do not accept credit cards, and I'm not sure why, unless they're hiding something from the government, which is likely. But accept credit cards. You don't want to lose out on sales. It's better to make $10, right, and take home $9.70 than to not make the sale at all and go home with zero. So a lot of people don't do the credit cards because they're worried about, oh, well, they take a percentage, blah, blah, blah. It's only 3% and it's not going to break you. It's cost of doing business. And really, it's better to take home something than to take home nothing. So make sure to get set up on credit cards, and there's multiple ways to do credit cards. I use Shopify for my online store, so they provide also a payment gateway to be able to sell remotely at different locations. So I use that. Another thing to do is consider doing bundle discounts at the market. So while you're there, entice people to buy there by creating bundles that are exclusively only available while you're at the market and are not available at your store or online store. So this way it entices them to buy from you, gives them a better offer, better deal, and you get your products in these people's hands. So those are a few of the things that you can do to get started and that you'll need for when you're actually at the farmer's market. Before you actually go to a farmer's market, you need to find the farmer's market. So just go to Google real quick, type in farmer's market or local markets, and you should be able to find a few. Just reach out to them and, you know, ask them to see if you're able to sell your product there at the market. So now I'm going to get into more of how to actually promote yourself that you will be at this market to, you know, drive some foot traffic to your own booth. A lot of these local markets don't do a lot of marketing for themselves. They really just rely on foot traffic and people seeing that there's a market in the area. So I've always been promoting our events and the ones that we go to try to get people to come out to these events, to these markets, bring more foot traffic, as I feel that local markets don't do any promotions to try to drive more foot traffic. So here are a couple tips to help promote your attendance at the market. One thing you can do is create an actual event on your Facebook page. So create an event that you will be at the farmer's market or market. And invite all your friends and followers. So invite everybody. Hopefully they'll like it or share it. And by liking it and sharing it, that'll give it more reach. As well as you can always promote your events as well to give it more reach. Post on the market's Facebook page. So if the farmer's market has a Facebook page, go on there and post and say, hey, I'm going to be there. As other people that are going to the page may also see that you'll be there. Comment on their pictures that you'll be there. Just find different ways to get your company name out there and letting people know that, hey, we're going to be there also. So let you leverage their traffic as well by posting a comment on their pictures and their content. Create social media posts and tag the market. So make sure to tag them. That way they can go back and like it. Maybe they'll go and reshare it. As well as keep in mind, you can promote your posts as well to a specific area. So if it's a specific city and you know people are only going to go about 5-10 miles, you can put a radius around the actual location and just hit up the 10 miles around that area to drive some people to the market and specifically to your booth. So also put a promotion on your post that's saying, mention that you saw us on Facebook or mention that you saw us on Instagram and receive a free this or receive 20% off your purchase. Something like that to try to get them to really come to your booth and buy something from you by giving them an incentive. Use all your social channels. Make sure you're using Instagram stories, tagging the city in there. I have a podcast all about Instagram, growing your Instagram following and using and how to get more reach. So check that out. I think it was episode 4. I think it was something like that. One of the previous ones. You can check it out. Also, create an event page on your website. So as people are visiting your website, you can have an events page or see us here, and people can go to that page there and see what it is, where it is that you're going to be, and likely they can go and visit you at those locations, or also they can go to these locations that they never knew about that these markets were at. So create an event page. Also on your website, you can create a banner for your homepage. You can also put it in your contact page. Put it everywhere on your website, somewhere where people can easily see that you are attending different places in the local area. So as these people are visiting your website, you can drive more traffic to your event page and have more people find out about your events and where you're going to be. Another big one is sending emails. So make sure to send an email to your database. If you have a database of customers, send an email to them or include it in your newsletter. These are our upcoming events. Come by and see us, visit us, and here's a discount for you. So really leverage social media when it comes to promoting your attendance at these different markets. You want to try to drive as much foot traffic yourself as possible, because you do want to make some sales while you're there. So these are a couple tips that you can use for increasing your reach. So now that you've maximized your reach, it's all about executing while you're actually at the farmer's market. or at the market, what you want to do while at the market is you want to be standing up. A lot of times I see people sitting down, looking at their magazine, reading their book, and doing things other than paying attention to the customers that are walking by. My strategy is always to stand up the entire time, and always greeting people as they're walking by, try to make jokes with them and have some fun, as people get attracted to people that are fun and energetic. You know, no one wants to walk up to a booth that has someone sitting down and is like, "Hi, can I help you? You want that?" No one likes that. You know, you want to be nice and friendly. "Hey, how you doing? How's everything going? How's your day going?" You know, just be normal. Just be a normal person. Interact with them. They're just normal people just like you, and they want to be treated like that. To really be able to sell something, you have to connect with people. People buy from people they like. So making sure to connect with people as people are walking by will make a big difference when it comes to your sales. And then make sure to be handing out your business cards and just getting the brand out there in front of people. Another thing you can do for while you're at the market is actually get some t-shirts printed with your logo on them, so people can see the logo over and over and over and over again. So not only just online will they see it, but then they'll see it while they're there at the market, as well as it keeps it top of mind for them and allows you to really get that brand awareness out there and really increase your reach there. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this. Those are a couple tips on maximizing your time at a farmer's market, how to get started there. It's really all about marketing yourself and making sure that you have ways for people to connect with you, not just while you're there, but afterwards. So making sure that you let people know about your social media, let people know about your website and how they can go about getting in touch with you. Those are all real important keys as well. If you enjoyed this podcast, please like it and share it and review it. Give it all the stars it can get. It really helps me out tremendously. So again, thank you for listening. This has been episode number 6. I'm really enjoying doing this. If you have any feedback, please send me an email at jose@reconmediainc.com, or you can hit me up on social media at jvictorcast at jvictorcast on Instagram, as well as Twitter, and jvictorcast1 on Facebook. So I look forward to getting some feedback from you and hearing more from you and helping you out along your journey. So thanks again for tuning in, and until next time, have a great week.